Rusty, how you been, sir?
Oh, man. It's the no sleep season.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're 2 weeks out from today.
Whew.
When it comes to the early signing period, 72 hours. Do you like the early signing period? Is this or has this been a good idea?
I don't like it, the timing.
I don't
of it,
either.
You know, because the timing of it, you know, the coaching, it compresses everything, forces people to make decisions. You know, look at this, for example, this year, you know, the two bye weeks, the SEC, two teams playing the SEC get cut to one official visit weekend. Georgia and LSU will not have official visits this weekend. Usually it's three, so the SEC teams have 2 weekends. This year they will only have one. You got kids. The biggest thing, too, is for the kids, man. They're in final exams during all that. So you really just compress things, you know, very much. I wish if they were going to do it, just do it December 1st. You know, get it out of the way. Let everybody enjoy the, you know, December and January. If you sign, you sign. If you're not, you're open until, you know, the first Wednesday in February. But really just the timing of it, I'm just not a big fan.
Does Georgia have enough firepower to hang with LSU? Or, let me flip it, can they defend LSU to keep it close to have a chance?
Something is going to break on Saturday. I think I saw LSU scored 74 offensive touchdowns, and Georgia has given up only 12 all year. You know, look, that's what it's going to be. I mean, Georgia's not going to win a shootout. They're not going to win a shootout of LSU. This is a high profile. I mean, a high, you know, everything you can say about an offense, this is what LSU is.
Yeah.
They got dudes everywhere. They got an elite running back. They got a guy that's turning 23 years old on Monday, the quarterback. I mean, it's a grown man they're facing. He's had one of the best years, you know, ever in the SEC. You know, and Joe Burrow has earned everything he's done, what he's been through. But Georgia's going to have to get this thing to the fourth quarter. And, you know, a couple of things, people, you know, does Georgia have a chance? Certainly Georgia has a chance because they have an elite defense. They have a very good offensive line, and they have probably an elite running back. If he's healthy, DeAndre Swift, I believe he's going to play. You know, but the deficiencies at wide receiver right now, Jake Fromm not playing his best, it concerns me as a Georgia, fan going into this thing. But I will say this, Jake Fromm has played three very meaningful games in that Georgia Dome, and he has been really, really good in all three of those games. SEC championship against Auburn in both Alabama games. Even though they lost both, he was really good in both of those games. So, you know, if there's one thing to look at as a positive, he's been very good in that building.
When I look at Joe Burrow and I watch him, and obviously that offense is just crazy when it comes to scoring points, but one thing that gets me about him, he seems so cool. And I don't mean that in a, you know, a cocky way. He just seems so relaxed. And even if there's a rare series, Rusty, where he comes off the field and they don't convert on third down, which is, again, rare, he's just sitting there chilling, talking on the headset. I mean, it's like he's known this was going to be his fate the whole time, almost.
Dialed in, man. The kid looks dialed in to me, you know, and they're very confident. Look, they haven't been – they won a shootout with Alabama. You take probably the Auburn and Florida games, where probably I would say most comparable to Georgia's defense, Alabama this year, obviously not to where they have been in the past. A lot of injuries, those types of things. So you look at those games, and those are the games where Burrow had to make – I tell you what people aren't talking about is he makes plays with his legs. He's not going to run for 100 yards, but he's a guy on third and five. You still have to spy because he can run for 12 or 15 and move the chains. I saw Trevor Lawrence do that a lot in high school. People didn't give him credit for his legs, so he had to use them. But Joe Burrow is a bigger athlete than people think, and I agree with you, man. You know, here's he got two master's degrees. He's not taking any. He's taking one online course. God knows what that is. Probably, you know, chipping from 20 yards in class, and he stays at the football office all day. You know, it's crazy. He's a class of 2015, which seems so long ago, you know, for Joe Burrow to be here at LSU. And listen, Georgia's going to have to get him uncomfortable, and that's something that nobody has done all year. They're going to see what they can do in that building. And, you know, like I said many, many times, get the game to the fourth quarter. They haven't been in many games like that where they've been pushed. They've been blowing people out, you know, and we'll see what happens.
What kind of money do you think Joe Brady's about to get when his contract is redone?
I can tell you right now, the size of the presents under his Christmas tree have doubled from what they were probably 2 months ago. You know, he's a hot commodity in LSU. That's proven in the past. You know, they paid Dave Aranda, you know, $2.5 million when that was considered like what the heck is going on as defensive coordinator. You know, they're going to pay him. There's no question. There's going to be some people come after him. It'd be interesting to see if Willie Fritz, you know, were to leave Tulane, would he step in and say, look, I'll be – and I'm just speculating, so I'm not trying to start a rumor. I'm just saying, does he have head coach aspirations now, or do you want to continue and kind of wait to find his best spot? Because there's going to be a lot of people very, very interested in him as a young assistant.
I've asked you about Zach Evans probably 100 times, but I'll circle back on that. The other day he's supposed to make an announcement. That one got postponed. What's going on?
He was supposed to commit today, actually. And, you know, it's been kind of tough to cover him because obviously he doesn't do any media, and you have to kind of, you know, piece things together. I do feel like before the season started that I felt like Georgia was in a good spot there. Then all of a sudden kind of has an off-the-field issue. I think, you know, just from what I know, the people at North Shore basically told Zach, you don't need to worry about college. You need to get dialed in here, handle your business here. All these schools will wait on you, and which I agree. That was the right thing to do, and I think colleges probably said, look, just handle your business, get back on. I think he missed, like, 4 games there for them. And, you know, you turn on the tape, and he is the alpha male, in my opinion, in this class at running back. He's got everything you want, all the package, size, speed, change of direction, catch the ball, block, all those things you ask for in an elite back he's got. There's going to be some questions on him off the field, what kind of character he is, that type of deal, just from everything I've heard. I do think he ends up at LSU. I think now he postpones his decision to do it at the Under Armour game, which will be a month from now. But, he's a very talented young man, and I hope the best for him. But, you know, he's going to have to make sure he's on the same path with everybody else, you know, off the field, and certainly think he can get there.
I know that this time of year, particularly with important games ahead of us, isn't the time for this question, but I'll ask anyways. Do you think Jake Fromm comes back next year to Georgia?
I'm leaning more towards that, yeah. You know, and I talked to someone very close to this, I'll just be honest with you, and the one consistent I get, and the one consistent message I get is Jake Fromm will not talk about it. Jake Fromm will not talk to, you know, he's legally able to talk to agents at this point. He is not talking to anyone about his future. And he is worried about one thing right now, and that's been the whole way that's been this season. Now, after this game, certainly he's going to have to make a decision. But you look at the body of work, and just knowing Jake the way I do, I've covered him since the 10th grade, and the competitor he is, you know, if just say Georgia were to go on a run and win this thing, that might change it. But I don't think that Jake Fromm wants to leave Georgia and not have his best year. You know, Nick Chubb, you know, the story goes he walked into, you know, Kirby Smart's office the day he had to tell him and said, Coach, I'm not leaving, losing to Georgia Tech. And, you know, he said, that's not going to be my lasting memory here. Jake Fromm, kind of that same mold. Look, I'm not going to leave here with kind of a bad taste in my mouth. I didn't have a great junior year. I think that's going to ultimately be the thing. And I think Jake Fromm will come back next year, in my opinion.
You and I talked a lot, Rusty Manziel with us, 24/7 Sports, a lot about Justin Fields prior to the season. And the worry was he was raw. Incredible ability. No, nobody questioned that. But not a lot of time spent being the quarterback in prime time, dating back to high school.
Sure.
Are you amazed at his performance this year, considering you probably saw him earlier than anybody else?
Not really, because I knew, you know, what Justin Fields needed was live minutes.
Right.
You know, and he was going to – if he's playing the SEC, just say Jake Fromm turned an ankle and he was still at Georgia, he would have needed some time to develop, because I think he'd started like 19 games since the 10th grade, where Trevor – you know, we compare them in the same class. I think Trevor was this year going in like his 68th start, and I think Justin Fields was like 19 starts. So you understand – why I always said it's going to take a little time. Listen, the Big Ten is not what it can be sometimes. Now, since then, he has played in some big games at Michigan, Penn State, all those games. He has really developed. So all those things I think Justin Fields needed, he got at Ohio State. He needed time. He was able to, you know, he plays on maybe the most talented team in the country, and he has just grown as a player, and the ceiling there was so high for Justin Fields. I mean, it could easily be the number one draft pick next year. So I think everything that he needed was right there at Ohio State because he just got time to play and he got time to develop. You know, you go back and look at his time last year with him and Jake Fromm, he wasn't ready to play the level Jake Fromm was playing at this time last year. Georgia was going into this weekend trying to win the national championship and almost beat Alabama in that SEC championship game. So there was a lot of things there with a lot of people. But you look at what Justin Fields has done this year, absolutely it's not surprising. He's always had that in him. He just needed those live minutes and those reps in games.
Rusty, I'll let you out the door with this. Is there anything, Zach Evans aside, in recruiting that we need to be paying attention to next few days?
You know, I think it's decommit season. I think you start seeing some guys that don't, you know, the old expression, you know, somebody termed it, I don't know who did, Billy Bob. You know, you just kind of don't end up in somebody's class. You know, you look at LSU, 2 weeks ago, LSU had 25 commits. Well, they got 25 spots. Well, the problem is they're recruiting about 8 other kids. So, you know, it's decommit season. You know, Georgia had a decommitment last night, young man out of Louisiana, New Orleans, and you know, they obviously recruit some other wide receivers. So I think what you watch over the next 4 or 5 days are the decommitments, and then what you really watch is that last weekend of official visits, because the teams are going to try to sneak a kid on. That's the weekend they're going to do it before National Signing Day. Georgia did with George Pickens last year, and that's when people started going, wait a minute, there might be a chance here. Georgia got George Pickens in on that last weekend in December. So we'll see some schools around SEC if they try to get some guys in quietly and see how that goes.
I lied to you. One more. Mississippi product John Rhys Plumlee was committed to Georgia and then flipped.
Sure.
Were you surprised at how well he played this year for Ole Miss? I was very impressed.
I was. But I knew, you know, it's like, you know, I talked to Barton Simmons and we talked about, we literally didn't know what to do with him. You know, some schools liked him as a safety. You know, there was some talk that maybe he was going baseball. The biggest thing that happened between John Rhys Plumlee and Georgia was he didn't want to be a mid-year. And he wanted to play baseball his spring, you know, you know, from my understanding, he told Georgia he was good, verbal commit, he'll be a mid-year. And about October, you know, it didn't look like he was going to be a mid-year. And, you know, that became what Georgia had to have a number and those types of things. So, you know, fortunately for Ole Miss, they got him. He had a really, really good year. And I'll tell you this, I don't know, I have no clue who they're going to hire. But I guarantee you whoever they're hiring is asking about him, and that's a plus for Ole Miss.
Well, and all you need to know is in the LSU game, and of course they gave up 1,000,000 points and weren't going to win it, but John Rhys Plumlee is in the open field running, and those LSU athletes are losing ground to him when they're trying to chase him.
He was a laser. He wasn't an uncle or the old DB coach at the high school on grass. He was a laser at the opening 4.440. So there was never, you know, if you really knew what was going on, we loved him. We just didn't know if he was going to be wide receiver, quarterback, DB. But as far as checking the boxes as an athlete, that kid can flat out roll.
Rusty, appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.